I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Oppenheimer, the latest masterpiece from Christopher Nolan, and this masterpiece is explosive. It's one of the best films of the year, and maybe the best one so far. It tells a dangerous and poignant story about how the atomic bomb was created during World War II under the influence of the brilliant theoretical physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy, a Nolan regular, is perfect beyond words as Oppenheimer. We see him throughout his years as a college student, his collaboration with Lieutenant General Leslie Groves, played by Matt Damon, his marriage to Kitty, played by Emily Blunt, his affair with psychiatrist Jean Tatlock, played by Florence Pugh, and the accusations aimed against him as a communist. Robert Downey Jr. is mostly seen in the black and white segments as Louis Strauss, who wants to exploit the allegations against Oppenheimer. He's considered to be a villain in American history. Seeing Oppenheimer in IMAX is a great way to feel the vibrations of the explosions and the stress of whether or not this bomb would have destroyed the human race, which of course it didn't. But the movie isn't indulged in all that mayhem because it uses the 3-hour limit to explore the physicist and his opinions and ambitions to take science to limits that no one thought could be reachable. Nolan is a filmmaker who knows the stakes and never ceases to amaze us. 4 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.